Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is mostly sunny with mild temperatures. In Jerusalem, expect a pleasant day, while Tel Aviv will enjoy warm breezes. Meanwhile, Haifa sees a bright day with clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, U.S.-Iran negotiations continue without high-level talks. The Qatari Foreign Ministry notes that guarantees rely on ground realities. Also, the Times of Israel reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu, visiting South Lebanon, states the IDF will stay as long as Hezbollah remains. Also this hour, a poll cited by I-24 News indicates half of Israelis prefer a broad national unity government. Most, however, do not support Netanyahu or Eisenkot as prime minister. Separately, from JNS, the Committee to Protect Journalists removed Nika Sun Xiong, whose outlet features Hamas content, after her challenge on database review. And finally, a report from I-24 News highlights that the UN seeks continued presence in the area as Israel and Lebanon express mutual desire for peace. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 reported just over half an hour ago that former US President Donald Trump considered a return to all-out war with Iran, but has opted for continued diplomatic engagement. Al Arabiya English shared analysis from former U.S. Ambassador Edward Jerezhian, noting that while Iran can play the long game, timing pressures are mounting on U.S.-Iran diplomacy. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, praised the community note's accuracy in a post from earlier. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Iran negotiations, the Jerusalem Post highlights the Qatari Foreign Ministry's stance. While a ceasefire and memorandum of understanding exist, actual guarantees depend on local conditions. The absence of high-level talks indicates a cautious approach impacting regional stability and diplomatic relations. Turning to southern Lebanon, Times of Israel details Prime Minister Netanyahu's insistence on IDF presence as long as Hezbollah remains. His remarks underline both countries' sovereignty and desire for peace, with the UN seeking to maintain its role in the area. This situation keeps tensions on edge, but also opens dialogues for peace efforts. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports on public sentiment in Israel regarding national unity. The poll shows a preference for a broad coalition, yet skepticism remains about leadership under Netanyahu or Eisenkot. This reflects political uncertainty and the demand for new leadership to address current challenges. Separately, JNS sheds light on the removal of Nika Sun Xiong from the Committee to Protect Journalists. Her exit comes amid reviews of content linked to Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. This raises questions about press freedom and the balance between security and expression. And finally, the UN's continued presence in the region, as reported by I-24 News, signals the international community's commitment to peacekeeping. With Israel and Lebanon both expressing a desire for peace, this could pave the way for more stable bilateral relations in the future. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that an American residing in Israel, Michael Fine, was extradited to the U.S. over alleged multi-million-dollar mortgage fraud. Israeli courts approved his extradition after a 2020 indictment. Separately, CTEC reveals that Mindspace co-founder Yotam Elroy launched a $25 million fund aimed at buying out aging family businesses. The fund targets small businesses lacking succession plans. And finally, Globes highlights recent real estate transactions across Israel, including deals in Givat Shmuel, Hod HaSharon, and other cities. This activity illustrates the dynamic nature of the Israeli property market. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.